did I start this ministry? I thought you said how.
Well, how? I started ministries. And I know the how is...
I don't think men start anything. I think it's all of God. It all starts with the gospel. I had to repent. I had to...
How old were you when you finally understood it?
Well, I heard the gospel when I was 18, but I wasn't born again and I was rebellious. And when I was 45, after a life of living in the world and seeking business and everything that had to come, I decided that God had always put a call on my life after I heard the gospel. And I repented at 45, placed my trust in the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection. And I said, I'm done running. And that was about 16 years ago.
Okay, 16. So I was 10 at a summer camp, and I kept accepting Christ when 14, 17.
Yeah.
I went to Moody Bible Institute.
Yeah.
But I really understood. Yeah. When we sang Whiter Than Snow, I've been washed in the crimson flow. Guilty was I, worthy to die, yet in Christ I forgiveness to him. I understood it when I was 10.
Yeah.
But my whole life has been ministry.
Yeah, the problem with the American church system is that people focus on, and a lot of people know about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and that is the good news, and that is the foundation of what we start with. But where they fall very short is how that is applied to your life, right, so that you get his amazing grace, his shed blood, his defeating death. Most people think it's a summer camp, raise your hand. Most people think it involves Sunday church systems. Most people think it involves, I'm just going to keep sinning a lot. Jesus did it all for me. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere.
95% at least.
Oh, I would say 99.99999. So the biblical gospel calls you to repentance. Repentance, come out of the world, come out of the church systems. I don't know one that's biblical. I don't know one. If you do, name one that's fully biblical, and I'd love to go visit it and test
Corbin, it. Corbin, Kentucky, when I was on the way to Ark Encounter, with Ken Ham up there, full size.
Another heretic.
Ken Ham?
Ken Ham. Oh, yeah.
How is he a heretic?
Oh,
he
my.
Repentance.
Oh, my. Well, see, this is the thing, sir.
Ken Ham is a heretic?
Oh, yes, sir.
What about John MacArthur?
He oh, total. Even total worse heretic. Than even worse than him. John MacArthur is even more of a Calvinist than any other people. Ken Ham is, I got it on my website. In fact, if you look up, I think, Ark Encounter Exposed, I think our testing comes up on Google. I've got articles on him. Ken Ham is like churchianity. If I go and I preach the gospel to churchianity, if you got a minute, I'll explain to you.
What about Ray Comfort?
Because we, oh, another one.
Oh, my goodness.
And here, and I'm going to explain to you why, sir. I'm going to explain to you why.
No, I can't.
No, I'm going to explain to you why. So if I go out into the world, I stand outside churches peacefully, I go to events, I street preach like this, we witness all over. Yeah. My brother's with me, my spiritual brother. My wife is with me, he travels with me, he's a van dweller too. If I go out and
what?
I proclaim...
Van dweller.
Van dweller.
Oh, van
this is my wife. Yeah. Sister Amy.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name, sir?
I'm Dave Ewald. I've lived in this for a year and a half.
Oh, okay, great. Good for you, fellow van dweller.
I have a ministry called Seven Blades.
You have what?
A ministry online called Seven.
You have a card or anything?
I don't have a card because on the back of my phone, it's a QR code picture.
Okay.
But
let me just finish what I was saying. So if I walk up to any of those men and I say, by the shed blood of Jesus, we must repent, and he resurrected to defeat death, they say, amen. I say, we must repent. They say, amen. I say, we must be born again. And they go, amen. I say, the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience following Christ. They say, amen. Now, some of them, when I say you must endure to be saved, some of them will say, amen. Many people are Calvinists and say, you don't have to endure. You can't lose your salvation.
John Calvin didn't believe that.
Sure he did.
John Calvin wasn't a Calvinist.
Oh, sure. John Calvin was the father of Calvinism along with Augustine. But
he was a father, but he wasn't Pelagius. And he wasn't Jacob Arminius.
No, he wasn't Arminius. Yeah. He believed in perseverance of the saints, meaning you can't fall away if God picked you.
Well, yeah.
God doesn't just
predestination
pick.
Predestination and chosen.
God does. What kind of God do you want to serve? Ready? Line up a million people. God says, not you, not you, not you, not you, not you, you. Not you, not you, not you, not you, not you.
See, I don't believe John Calvin believes that.
That is what Calvinism teaches. That's what John MacArthur teaches.
No.
That's a five-point Calvinist, sir.
Yeah, I understand the tulip and all
yep.
that. But John MacArthur believes it, what Spurgeon said.
What other Calvinist?
Well, you have a doorway, and it says, whosoever will may come.
John 3.
And you walk through the door, and it says, chosen before the foundation of the world.
God knows who his people are.
That's what John MacArthur believes.
Yeah, actually, John MacArthur, he's a five-point Calvinist. John MacArthur teaches you didn't do nothing to gain your salvation. Ready? You can't do nothing to lose it. That's an absolute lie.
Do you realize that what you're saying is a rapidly growing concept on the internet?
No.
See, what I try to do...
I've studied John MacArthur up and down. You put up John MacArthur exposed,
no,
my testing comes
John
up.
I'm not talking about John MacArthur. I'm just talking about the trend towards anti-Calvinism.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It should be, because it's heresy.
But the Calvinism that I embraced was never a five-point.
Well, that's fine. You might embrace one. Some people embrace two. Some people embrace three. But it's still a form of Calvinism. Pick which one do you embrace?
Well, here's what I...
Limited atonement?
Here's what... No.
That's heresy.
It's sufficient for
that. Yeah. So which one do you embrace?
Here's what I embrace. Christianity, true Christianity, biblical Christianity, is a lifestyle. It's not a Sunday.
I agree.
Okay. So what I'm...
I don't like the word lifestyle. You know what I believe it is? I believe it's a covenant... Following and obeying Christ. I don't like the word lifestyle, but yeah, it's a covenant. It's
totally
a blood covenant.
But
Calvinists don't teach this. Calvinists say, what's your first name?
David,
congratulations. God picked you. You're going to heaven no matter what.
Yeah, see.
That's what Calvinists tell you.
I hang around with do not believe it.
Okay, well, then they're not five-point Calvinists. But what part
saying.
Of the tulip do you believe?
I believe that man is totally depraved.
Oh, I totally disagree. Why does the Bible say, why did Moses...
That's what's the trending on the internet.
Why did Moses say, and Joshua, if we're totally depraved, choose this day whom you'll serve?
Just because we're totally depraved doesn't mean we can't choose.
What is total depravity then?
We're sinful. We're without.
But that's not the depravity that John Calvin... John Calvin, ready? Literally... Do you know what Calvinists that are five-point Calvinists actually believe? They believe... I had a guy the other day argue with me in the street.
I was from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I had the double predestinarian. Yeah. I had all the Christian Reform, the Reform.
This guy told me that you got to be born... Ready for this? Ready for this. You got to be born again by God before you can repent. I mean, it's craziness. They say you're so blind that God has to call you and then you can repent. It's like, no, God says every man has a will.
Do you agree with this? God is the author of salvation.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And he's the finisher of our faith.
Exactly.
But we have to march with him. We have a will. We can turn away and lose it. We can depart from our salvation.
I've lost so many friends over that point.
Yeah, we can depart. Do you believe you can lose your salvation?
No.
You believe in perseverance of the saints, where the Bible warns over and over, don't depart.
It's just because if God authored it, no one can pluck them out of the Father's hand.
That's the predestined, the ones that Jesus knows will make it. You don't know if that's you, and you don't know if that's me.
It's more simple.
Jesus said if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
Exactly.
So if you don't forgive your brother, you're going to be plucked out of his hand. Jesus is saying, I will lose none of them.
No, I think what
Jesus won't lose any.
It's a myopic, interesting, and I probably agree with you on almost everything
But
you
what's
say.
The fruit? Let me go back. You mentioned John
long
MacArthur.
Joy, peace, long suffering.
Yep, that's Galatians 5.
Galatians 6.
That's 5.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Galatians 5.
I
think it's 5.
I could be wrong. I don't care.
I do care. I care about the Word of God, and if I'm wrong, I'm going to confess it because I'm not infallible. But
so you'll
I do believe
salvation. If you said the wrong chapter number.
Oh well, if you live in willful sin, you will lose your salvation. Galatians 5 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, long suffering, gentleness, patience. 5:22. Okay, Ephesians 5:9 also is the fruit of the Spirit. Hardly anyone quotes this. You know what Ephesians 5:9 says?
Start me out with the first three words.
Well, I just want three words from it. Ready? The fruit of the Spirit is also goodness, truth, righteousness.
Wow, what about 2 Timothy chapter 2?
So let me go back to the three men you named that are all heretics. Ray Comfort, he's not a Calvinist. He says he's not an Arminianist. He's somewhere in the middle. But let me go back to the fruit of Ray Comfort.
I'm
going to tell you. I'm going
to
tell you why. Comfort, Ken Ham, John MacArthur. My Savior said in Matthew 7, you know a tree by its
fruit.
Words. Fruit. You said it right. Not by his words. Hold on. These men all claim to be godly men.
Yeah.
They all claim to be in truth. They all claim to be preaching the gospel. Let's look at the fruit of their life. Ray Comfort is a multimillionaire. selling the things of God that Jesus made a whip for in John 2. Ray Comfort will not teach against worldliness, sports, corrupt music, denominations that are false. Ray Comfort is an ear-tickling man-pleaser. That's Ray Comfort. He won't preach out. He wants to be popular and famous. He uses gimmicks, million-dollar bills for. He doesn't preach the biblical gospel. He's not hated. He's loved.
So let me ask you,
wait,
who would you
I got to finish. Let me go to John MacArthur. John MacArthur is a five-point Calvinist. He also a millionaire selling the things of God. We should never sell the things of God. John MacArthur has a worldly corrupt college. Worldly corrupt college
is
just like the Lost World colleges. I have on my testing, look it up. I got pictures of all this. The men at the college take their shirts off, paint themselves blue, and scream and rage like pagans at their sporting events. Could you see Paul or Jesus ever doing that?
At the Masters University?
At the Masters. They just started. First of all, they got women's volleyball. Have you ever seen girls, how they dress for volleyball?
Not good.
They dress in their underwear.
I had three daughters.
They dress in their underwear. No. They just started.
At Masters University.
Masters University. They just started beach volleyball. Did you ever see how those women dress?
Well, I would have to see that.
Go look. It's right on the internet.
Okay,
John MacArthur is not only a Calvinist, a false gospel, worldly, sells the $1 million, become a millionaire, started a library to honor and glorify himself. His ministry bought him a $450,000 original King James Bible.
He's what, 83? Something like that?
He's worth $25 million. He could buy his own Bible.
Irvin Luther, he's a heretic too.
Well, now you're throwing all these names at me. Let me go to Ken Ham. Ken Ham, Jesus said, preach the gospels, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Ken Ham doesn't do that. Ken Ham makes money. Ken Ham is such, not only is he won't stand against the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, none of these guys will. They all practice Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are lies. Roman Catholic lies. Jesus did not die on Friday.
Charlie Kirk.
Hold on. Jesus did not die on Friday.
No.
He did not rise on Sunday. They all teach that. He was in the grave 3 days and 2 nights. He died Wednesday. He rose Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest.
That's what John MacArthur teaches.
That is not what John MacArthur teaches.
They
teach Good Friday and Sunday resurrection.
No, I'll send you the link where he tells
Ken Ham is such a money-grubbing heretic hireling. He went to Kentucky, promised them they were going to get a bunch of tax revenue and jobs. When they came after him for their fair share of the taxes, do you know what Ken Ham did?
Well, I know that Mike Johnson, the speaker,
do you know what he did?
Was the attorney. Did you know that?
Did you know what he did? He sold the part to himself for $10 and basically got out of all the taxes. Ken Ham is a man-pleasing. Ready? Do you know what he's building next? God didn't say build some ark and entertain people with amusement parks and slide ropes and everything. You know what they're building now, sir?
Yeah.
What are they building now?
Pyramid.
The Tower of Babel.
That's what pyramids were found.
This is wickedness and sinful. We're supposed to preach the gospel. He's into entertainment.
Let me ask you this.
You keep naming heretics.
No. Who do you see?
Jesus, Paul, Peter, John the Baptist.
There isn't one man in America that's doing it right.
There isn't one man that's popular and famous that's doing it right. No.
Who do you?
Jesus said, few.
Yeah.
In Luke 18:8, do you know what Jesus said?
Will there be
any faith left when the Son of Man comes?
Besides your wife, who is a leader that you can point to and say, this man is very consistent?
Leaders that you wouldn't know them because they're not popular,
well,
not famous, and they're hated,
you
sir.
You may be surprised.
They're hated.
Well,
you're not hated, sir.
Oh, you don't know.
For your Calvinist gospel that you preach, you're not hated.
No one.
Have you come out of the world completely?
There has never been.
You promote men like Ray Comfort, John MacArthur, and Ken Ham.
I gave you.
You're just standing here defending them.
No.
You're defending them, sir.
How have I defended them?
You defended them by you said, I can't believe you said they're heretics.
Right, exactly.
I made an audio. I heard it. I do make audios because I want to make sure that I protect myself.
But you can't give me one person in America.
Not famous and not popular. Nobody.
Well, give me one that's not famous and not popular.
Well, Bill Johnson McKenzie.
Bill Johnson.
McKenzie.
Not the guy in Moscow.
Bill Johnson McKenzie. You ever heard of him?
The guy in Moscow, Idaho?
No. Bill Johnson McKenzie. You ever heard of him?
Well, there's a Bill Johnson.
There's tons of Bill Johnson. You ever heard of Bill Johnson McKenzie?
I don't think so.
You never have because I just made up his name, because if he wasn't famous, how would you even know him? Does that make any sense,
so
sir?
Why would you make it up when I ask you for a real...
Because there isn't anybody I'm going to tell you. I told you, Jesus isn't good enough for you. Paul, Peter, John the Baptist, the Bible. Why do you need men?
That's ridiculous.
Why do you need men?
Jesus is my Savior. You can't tell me that I believe that he's not good enough.
I didn't say he's not good enough.
You said that I believe that he's not good enough.
No, I never said that.
So
I said it's not good enough for me to name godly men. You want some men's ministries.
No,
why,
no, no.
Sir? Are you a man pleaser?
Listen.
Why do you need men?
According to you, I'm.
Why do you need men?
No, no, no. According to you, I'm in the wrong side of the ledger.
You are.
When it comes to theology.
You are.
When it comes to worldview.
You're going to lose your soul.
When it comes to apologetics.
You defend heretic men.
I can't. I confess Christ.
Yeah. Sir, Satan confessed Christ.
If you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
You're talking about Romans 10. Have you read the rest of Romans where you have to,
all of Romans,
where you have to by faith obey him and you got to be born again?
I got no problem with that.
Did you know willful sin in Hebrews 10:26? There's no sacrifice if you live in any willful sin.
I don't walk on pins and needles.
You don't fear and tremble in your working out your salvation?
When God looks at me, you know who he sees.
You don't work out
when
your
God
salvation
me,
with fear and trembling?
God looks at me, do you know
Let me ask you a question. You don't work out your salvation with fear and trembling?
Well, of course.
You just said you don't worry one bit.
No. You are.
You just said you don't worry
you
one bit.
You take bits and pieces of my answers, and
you
run
just
with
said,
a, you run with
no,
a narrative.
It's a lie.
No,
it's a lie that God
my,
sees you and then sees Jesus. That's a lie.
When God looks
that's a
at,
lie. What verse says that?
When God looks at you, what does he see?
What when God looks at me, he sees a child of God following Christ.
He doesn't.
And
see
all
you.
Of my past sin is cleansed in the blood of the Lamb.
Okay.
And all of my present sin that I walk in and keep is on my record. And if I sin today and I say, Father, I sinned against you, wash me in the blood of the Lamb. 1 John 1:7.
What happens if you died in an accident?
So you don't even let me finish.
You
don't even finish. If we walk in the light, that's the truth. We have fellowship with one another and the blood of Christ cleanses us. If I'm walking in the truth and I'm avoiding all willful sin, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. When I take sin and I go, I'm keeping these false doctrines like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, worldliness, because I want to be popular with people. I don't want to separate myself that far. That sin is on your record, sir. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 were destroyed over what?
You remind me of the Jewish that had the Talmud that had over 3,000 rules and regulations.
I don't teach Torah law.
Free in Christ.
You're lying. You're not.
No, no, no. You remind me.
You're not free of the new covenant.
Listen.
You're not free of the new covenant.
I am free in
Paul
Christ.
Paul says idolaters will not inherit the kingdom of God.
No,
revilers won't inherit the kingdom
of
God.
I agree with all that.
Okay?
All right.
People
but
that love and practice a lie will not inherit the kingdom of God.
If you die at the next thing and you have
If I'm keeping willful sin, I will lose my soul.
Okay. All right. So
you think you could live in sin?
I don't believe
You're
that.
So wrong, sir.
Don't
you think you could live
mind.
In sin? Well,
you
then don't tell me I'm not in danger if I keep in sin.
What? I meant saying
Ananias and Sapphira were killed for one lie. You think they're in heaven?
What I'm asking
you think they're in heaven?
No.
There you go. One lie.
Right.
One lie.
So
your lies of man-made religion are going to damn your soul unless you repent of it.
Try it. Drive safe because your theology is so screwed up.
No, because I don't practice willful sin. I don't live in any willful sin. Show me my sin, I'll repent of it. I don't live in willful sin.
Wow. I would want to have the pressure.
You live in sin. You live in sin.
I'm glad Christ is my redeemer.
You live in sin.
Not only did he redeem me.
You can't trample his blood.
He reconciled me to God.
He did reconcile us to God, but we follow and we obey. That's how we're reconciled.
Of course, but he paid the ransom.
So you can't.
Salvation
Only
is not,
if you come out of your
no,
sin and repent.
Salvation is not based on my work.
Really? So a practicing homosexual can make it to heaven?
Not a practicing homosexual.
What do you mean? He has to leave his sin?
Of course.
Well, isn't that works of faith?
Works of faith.
Works and faith?
No.
That's not works and faith?
Repentance.
Leaving? Repentance is a work.
So I thought you said your whole thing is based on
repentance
that.
Is a work.
Yeah.
And James says, show you my works, I'll show you my faith, show you my faith, I'll show you my works. He said, your works justify
so
your
you
faith,
agree
James
with Martin
2.
Martin Luther's summary of that James passage.
Oh, Martin Luther wanted to throw James out. Martin Luther was a heretic. You would even quote Martin
Man,
Luther?
You have a lot of heretics in your closet.
Of course.
Yeah.
John Calvin, Martin Luther, John MacArthur, Ray Comfort, Ken Ham,
Charlie Kirk.
Erwin Lutzer, yep. Charlie Kirk, the guy doing all the shows around here and doing political shows.
Not political shows.
He puts on USA TP or whatever it's called.
It's TP. Turning Point USA.
Yeah, Turning Point USA.
I
yeah.
heard him say
Major
yesterday
heretic.
On a YouTube, when this guy came up to him and was using the F word and cussing him out,
oh.
and he says, you know what you need,
oh.
young man?
Wait.
And wait, what did the young man say? Let me finish my story.
Wait, isn't he a legalist?
Let me finish it. So what did he say to this guy?
What did he say?
The guy said, I really am going to be praying for you because you have no concept of biblical repentance.
Oh, okay. So that sin of cussing would cause his soul to be lost?
No. The fact that he rejected Christ caused his soul to be lost.
Charlie Kirk is a raging heretic, and I can give you two examples. Three, he preaches an unsound gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. He unites to men like Sean Foyt. You know who Sean Foyt is?
Yeah.
NAR heretic that believes in slain in the spirit with Bill Johnson and them. Charlie Kirk unites to them.
Wait a minute, Bill Johnson McKenzie, you said?
Bill, I made up Bill Johnson McKenzie.
Well, you mean that guy from that wacko church out in California?
Redding.
Oh, can't stand it.
Charlie Kirk unites to his people.
No, he...
Yes, he does. Sean Foyt. And I've exposed Sean Foyt. Charlie Kirk, ready? I just saw Charlie Kirk sitting on stage in a video. It's on YouTube. You can find it. And he said this. He was talking politics. See, he mixes politics with the faith. Jesus never did that. God's kingdom is not of this world. Charlie Kirk's on stage. He's got a black conservative man sitting next to him who happens to be a practicing sodomite. And a conservative Christian stood up and said to Charlie, Charlie, I appreciate your ministry, and I know you're trying to fight for conservative ways. I'm not political, by the way, so I don't defend this. The man said, how can we unite to Christians that practice this? We're going to lose the whole sector of the Republican Party, I'm quoting him, that doesn't believe in that stuff. And do you know what Charlie Kirk said? Charlie Kirk said, don't you stand up here being self-righteous. I don't care what he does in his bedroom. That's between him. I may not agree with homosexuality, but whatever he does in his bedroom is up to him. We all got to stick together.
I believe that I'm so sinful that if you and I were in a circle, that at some point in my
Answer Charlie Kirk right there.
I disagree with that.
Then he's a heretic, and that sin is going to put him out of the kingdom of God.
That's why I go to
You just defended him.
No, I go to a circle and flip.
You just defended him.
There's room. There's form and freedom. There's room for sinful people to make mistakes.
And you got to repent of them.
Well, of course.
If you don't repent, you're going to lose your soul.
Have you
ever heard of Acts 8 where Simon wanted to buy the Holy Spirit?
Well, you keep interrupting.
Simon wanted to buy the Holy Spirit.
I know that.
Peter rebuked him and said, don't worry, you're saved no matter what. You're okay. He said, you're in the gall of iniquity. Pray that God will let you repent and you come out of it. You're going to lose your soul.
But here's what my concern is. I have never met anyone that can categorically call all these people heretics. They may be wrong at a certain point in their thinking. You know why they're
What's
wrong?
What's a heretic?
You know why they're wrong?
What's a heretic?
Wait a minute. Let me ask you.
Somebody that teaches schism.
No.
False ways.
You know why they're wrong? Because they're sinful. They're not, that doesn't mean
Paul says in Romans 16:17, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. That's John MacArthur.
No.
That's Ken Ham. That's Ray Comfort. That's Charlie Kirk.
John MacArthur and Ray Comfort. What did they all say when?
They're all a bunch of heretics. They're all a bunch of heretics.
You know who Alistair Begg is?
Sure. Another heretic.
Why did those?
Because he's evangelical.
Why did those men condemn his position? They didn't condemn him, his position.
About going to a homosexual wedding.
About giving the advice to the grandmother.
Yep, going to a homosexual wedding.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter, though. John MacArthur's so deep in sin, he might as well go to homosexual weddings.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a ludicrous, lascivious man.
Be gracious to this man who
really
thinks he knows everything.
Let me tell you what. I got a website loaded with 4,500 resources that marks and avoids and teaches all of those people. What do you have, sir? What do you have? What do you have to offer me?
I'm not going to get into heaven unless I have what you
have. No, what do you have to offer me? You're challenging my teaching and my truth. What do you have? You don't even have a gospel card.
Sevenblaze.com.
You don't even have a gospel card, sir.
Sevenblaze.com?
Yeah. I'll look at it, and it's probably false, and I'm going to expose you.
As a heretic, because I found the only righteous person in America.
I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, do it.